Dick Toledo here, and I want to say thanks for downloading, streaming, and sharing everything from our Morning Sickness podcasting page. Today's podcasting content is being brought to you by Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Visit them in Scottsdale off the 101 in Indian School or online at chapmandodge.com.
We've got employee pricing for all during the Black Friday sales event at Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Happening now. That means you pay what we pay. And with savings this good, not only can you wrap up your holiday shopping early, but you can get yourself a little something nice while you're at it. So go ahead, wait for one day a year to save. Or save on every new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram all month long during the Black Friday sales event. Visit us at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 and Indian School Road, or just do it all online at ChapmanDodge.com.
And they are last year's champion. After this week, the lame duck champion of Playdio, as they play out our year, and then next year we start 2021.
Unless there's a protest.
Right.
Over who won.
Electoral College will say who wins. But in Aptiro, your time was wonderful. Nice job as you were champions. Before we get in, we're going to do a Brady report early because we got to get to that fast. But before that, Toledo has sectioned off a few things that will be Bert's actual cry out when he doesn't want a song in Playdio to continue. And we figured, what better than just things from The Sopranos? So we have to decide on today's. Here's the ones we're going with, Rick, right off the bat. If you don't like the song, Brady and I have our established thing, and then the gong.
Go to town.
That's right, Brady's gong. But Brett's is going to be more entertaining, I think, because it's The Sopranos. So we have this one, which is pretty solid. If you hear that, a song stop. Or anything Paulie Walnuts does, I love. This one is good, straight to the point.
It is Tony. I mean,
that's,
you know,
pretty good.
Yeah,
this is a good one. All right, that may be the front runner right now. We'll go with that. That's very nice of you to think of me. I like that. Was that Phil Leotardo?
Yeah.
God, what a. And that's just a bash Brady for no reason. Everything he said was singing.
And another reason I don't live in Ohio.
That's so good. And then finally, right now, I like this one the best. I think that's a good one. Or. Yeah, Paulie is there's our champion. That's the reaction. Pretty much is going to fit beautifully every time Brett waves the finger and says, I'm out. You'll hear this. It's vulgar.
Now, you know they get 60 seconds at least, right?
Yeah.
Before
throw that out.
Okay,
there.
All right. Yeah, but he's Italian.
That's true. His clock's different.
Yeah.
But what if?
We'll see. So Brett's got his grouping there, and I think this is the one we're going to go with today. Whoops, I'm sorry. I goofed it up. It's true. And that'll be the one if you're in first.
Okay.
Brady and I are him and Han. That'll be the one. Otherwise, I'll play the stabbed in the heart. I like it. And now, speaking of Sopranos, Craig Norman emails quite a bit, and he says, the chair, I'm once again watching The Sopranos. There was an episode where they made a big thing about Italians not performing oral on their ladies, or at least not letting anyone know about it. Junior Soprano broke up with this lady of 16 years. Oops. Yeah, well, I'll just get that going now. Of 16 years, almost punching her in the face, but opting to smash a pie in her face because she told others and word got out that he did it. Tony told his wife, Carmela, that she'd better never tell anybody and let him know that it was his once-a-year secret that's safe with her. Is this a thing with you Italians? If so, my wife's extremely happy because I'm not Italian. Is that a thing?
It can be.
Why?
Because
it's some a woman,
of them,
sure.
Well, that some of them think that it's basically taking away your masculinity.
No kidding.
That, yeah, I don't subscribe to that. I don't subscribe to that. I'm just saying that's what.
Really?
Oh yeah.
And yet you all do it.
Well, allegedly.
What is it with these?
He's always on trial. Don't duck.
Why are you going to duck that question? So, I mean, you're doing
it. I don't subscribe to that. Yeah, I don't subscribe to that. But,
no, of course not.
But the old school guys are kind of like, you know, it's taking away your manhood.
That takes away your manhood.
That's what
you think
saying.
It would add to your
those
manhood.
Those guys thinking.
Huh. Huh. Well, ladies, there you go. That's one group of people you can be racist against and have good reason.
Yeah, because you don't want to be half of it. Well,
that's why? Yeah. That makes you half a homosexual?
No.
I went down on this girl. I'm sorry. I guess I'm gay now.
What are you going to do?
I don't understand that.
That's some old school guineas. What are
that
you
is really kind of a... Yesterday on NFL Game Day on the NFL Network, James Harrison came on and started to yell at Kurt Warner, and they had this kind of fun Zoom thing. And afterwards, they like to show like tweets that came up to NFL, the show. And one of them, the tweet name... was something Diego Dago or something like that. It just said Dago was written huge on my screen, and I'm like, they're not paying attention at all. They just thought he had a funny tweet.
What a great thing. Run it.
And Rich Eisen's like, okay, the name I won't mention, but good tweet. Good stuff right there. It's a lot of good tweets coming in. So it was pretty good. It's time for a very early Brady Report because we have to do it. And then, in fact, yeah, we have to right now. There's nothing else we can do, right?
It's on.
Oh. The reason why is because Italian women taste like rancid-ass garlic salt. Oh, is that
very
it?
Very technical.
I'm not a flambé. I'm not going down on some broad. Ew. How in the world does it make you a – what in the world's wrong with your brain? Is your dad old school like that?
I don't think so, no.
Yeah.
I don't know,
all
but
right.
I don't think so.
Ask your mom. Ask your mother.
No, I'm not asking.
Ask your mother.
Yeah, a couple of days, ask her.
Oh.
Because of the gravy down there.
A vagina's a woman's sewer. Not going down there. Anyway, all right.
God damn you guys. I had money on Come On as Brett's drop.
Yeah, Come On's a good
it.
One, too. Yeah, Come On's a good one, too. But, I mean, his is pretty good. I had Forget About It. As a quick hit, but I like that.
You had one that I actually couldn't find. I scrambled.
Yeah, I mean, I
know it's there.
I watched the whole damn series again to find this one clip. And we can't even say it on the air. It's even worse. It's time for the Brady Report. All the news that only Brady knows brought to you by our friends at Hooters. And it's the short week, but you can, you're going to prepare.
Is it up here?
Monday Night Football.
Well, you got Monday Night Football tonight, but you're going to prepare for food all week. Why would you do it every single day? Hooters will take care of you tonight.
Check behind it again.
That's good. Tonight's the offensive line football special. Nothing you like better with your food than the word offensive.
You walk in the door.
Or offensive line.
Put a line on them. Right. Hopefully it offends somebody.
Right. And much like the other things, when it was the defensive line and the QB special, it's an order of – oh, no, this is sliders. It's an order of sliders, a Bud Light, or a Michelob
nice.
Ultra Draft. The offensive line football special. So you got something good there. And, yeah, you're not going to want to make meals all week long. Plus, a lot of us are, you're going to be lonely guys on the Thanksgiving, so you got to start packing up sliders. You might as well get a few and take them home, You're not going to see your parents, and everybody's going to be Zooming Thanksgiving. So let Hooters do the work. Thank you, Hooters. Brady, report it.
Good Monday morning, T-Phoenix. Hello, world. Happy National Espresso Day.
Oh. Yeah. Fancy.
Got a couple of fun facts. Baseless fun facts, of course. People in North Korea believe hamburgers were invented by Kim Jong-il in 2009. And Mickey Mouse was created by China. They also taught that Lady Gaga is a man. The first time.
What's baseless about those fun facts? I think I found a ton of science in every one of those.
The first time there was nudity on TV in the United States was in 1973 when PBS aired the play Steam Bath.
Ooh. Who's in that?
I don't have
a bunch of British people, probably.
That'd be my guess, too.
So just a bunch of crooked teeth and lots of hair.
Gratiaraphobia.
Fear of tipping.
Irrational fear of Thanksgiving.
Oh,
that too.
The second one is Melia Grisphobia.
The fear of Melia Grizz.
It is the irrational fear of turkeys. Melia Grizzphobia.
I understand an irrational fear of turkeys. They can actually get you.
Oh, they'll freak you out. They'll chase you.
Yeah. A fear of Thanksgiving. Isn't that more of a fear of gatherings? Or what's your fear of Thanksgiving? Indians and pilgrims? Uniting with people of other cultures? What is
maybe
the fear
it's
there?
Because of that specific gathering is something that you have anxiety on, or the fear that, right. Oh, it's going to get into a.
But wouldn't you then also have fear family? Of Christmas? They're pretty much the same exact thing.
Different experiences.
Huh.
At least you're getting a gift at Christmas for the most part. Thanksgiving, you're getting food and.
I suppose.
Food and fights. You get fights, gifts, and.
Like the gift you get is the cousin coming out of the closet in front of everybody. That's the best. That's the best time. If I was. I have half of mine to come out every year to new people as gay just to get a reaction and tell them at the end it was all for nothing. I was goofing with you. Because your Thanksgiving is boring without a family announcement.
There seems to be a trend happening with people that bought those giant skeletons from Home Depot. And, you know, everything from the 12-feet tall ones to the standard skeletons, they're just converting them over and putting holiday
they're
decorations
Santa.
On them.
There's that one that's like $2,000, and it's God, it's got to be 20 feet tall.
Fully animatronic?
$2,000. Oh, Jesus. It's ridiculous. It moves around.
Does your company do those?
Who?
The company.
Oh, we do Christmas lights. We hang Christmas lights to people.
They bring the 12-foot skeleton?
They would. I betcha.
Everything's got a price.
Yeah. I mean, if you tell them I'll do it, they'll do it. Man, that's the best gift going right there for a guy in his mid-40s and you're sick and tired of hanging those Christmas lights for no reason. And people whose kids are old enough, but you want to do something for, like maybe they've got grandkids and they're coming over and you don't want to go out. This company, it's a little pricey, but it's completely worth it. They show up. They hang it in like 10 minutes, whatever you want. They wrap your trees if you want. They got the design package. And then the wind blew the other day and knocked a bunch of stuff off. Called and said, yeah, the lights kind of came down. There was this thing. It moved one and pulled them off the eaves. We went to dinner and came back and they were fixed. I don't know when they're coming. I'm like, wait a minute. They're back up. They're not on yet. And then day after Thanksgiving.
The guy never left your property.
That's right. He's in a hole under a tree. They plug him in on day after Thanksgiving. You didn't have to do that. Got all the timers set.
So they put the timers on there. You don't do anything.
All set up. And then if you want it again next year, they keep your lights for you. Like if you want to do the same package, they got it all rolled out. It's meticulous. Your lights are straight. They're never out. They come and check on them all the time while they're going. If you got lights out, they'll change them.
Oh, no, that's
it's
tempting.
So much better than that ball of lights that you're like, I wound these perfectly last January. How in the world are these in a knot?
All broken.
And then you just throw them into the ground. Okay, I'll get a new thing. And then you go to Home Depot only to find out everybody's been shopping for Christmas lights since August. And there aren't any left. So you got two different strands now. You hang yours yet?
Yeah.
You hung them up?
They're up.
Yeah. How you feel about it?
But I took
how you feel about
a
it?
Little more time. Earlier in the year, I put the hooks up all the way around. So
but you still have draping.
Not to, it's pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good. This is perfect, Brady. You've made a mistake. Terrible idea.
Jeez.
Your goddamn.
Laser next
there's
door
the Christmas spirit.
Your ghetto trailer draped lights. A couple of them out, like missing teeth. Do you hang lights?
We just moved into this house, so this is our first Christmas here. So
red, green, and
not
white.
Not yet.
Red, green, and white.
Well, of course.
The flag is
there
out.
Any other sure. colors?
Yeah. Toledo, did you do yours? Or,
nope.
You hired
probably
a guy to do it?
Thursday after dinner, since we got nobody coming over.
Like everybody else, pretty much just get this service. Trust me. Because you don't want to ball them back up.
No.
Change lights when they go out. Ugh. They're great. Unsolicited endorsement right there. We hang Christmas lights. I think that's what it's called. But they do all sorts of other light stuff during the year, too. So.
There's a 47-year-old guy named Pearson Tone. He's from Bend, Oregon. He was depressed a few years ago when his marriage fell apart because his wife had an affair. So he went to the family doctor, a guy named Ronald Rosen, to get both counseling and a prescription for his depression. After the appointment, he found out who his wife was having an affair with.
The doctor.
Dr. Rosen.
Oh, my goodness. Dr. Rosen from Fledge.
So now Pearson just sued Dr. Rosen for $2.9 million for professional negligence.
For drugging him? Why?
Because he was having the affair on the guy and never told him then.
During counseling with the two of them? Oh, my.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
They must have been friends.
I had a friend.
I mean, it was a family doctor.
A guy I used to do some training with told me he was a life coach.
Ugh.
I know. This is a good one. So he's life coaching these two people that would come in after me to this place I used to go for physical therapy and knee and back stuff. And he was kind of an individual. And the couple came in. They were a young couple, fresh married. And it was very much a Seinfeld episode. It's like, I'm really going to help these kids out. They've got some trouble going forward, but I'm really going to help them out. I'm like, well, good on you, man. That sounds great. I remember doing the leg press when she came storming in crying.
I need to talk.
Like, all right. They start talking. He's in a room with her. I'm doing a leg press alone. And I'm not going to lie, probably 800 pounds.
Stack.
So I'm alone now. Yeah, full stack. There wasn't enough room on the things. I'm pushing it up. No problems, though. And I'm firing that up. And they're crying, and I see her hug her. She leaves. They come in after me for the session. And then he goes, John, stick around for a second. I want to talk to you. I'm like, all right. He goes, hey, don't leave me alone in here. I'm like, why? I've been sleeping with her. And I'm like, really? You guys have been life coaching for like 3 weeks. Yeah, I know. Turns out she's just really unhappy. Yeah, that's why you hire a life coach. You don't come to the life coach because everything's hunky-dory, you jackass. What'd you bang her for? And he goes, well, he knows about it. I'm like, oh, my God.
That's what a good life coach does. Changes your life.
Are you having sex with the whole – like that? Yeah, they're both in on it, but this is getting weird right now. Something happened. And I'm like, you want me to stick around for this? No.
I'm not going to be part of a crime.
Getting knifed by them? This is going to be awful.
I need to find another chick life coach.
I'm almost positive you're going to get killed.
Guess there's no code of ethics when it comes to life coaching.
Well, if they're both in on it. They're both in on it. But it was weird because he wanted me to stick around just in case. You know, you'll keep me honest here. I'm like, you're going to do it here in the gym? It's where we've been doing it. Oh, God. On the leg press? Yeah.
800 pounds?
800 pounds worth of squish.
This is one of these deals where you heard the story about the guy finding out Dr. Rosen was banging his wife. This guy's saying, you think you got it bad.
Uh-oh.
Guy lives in Kansas City. He crashed his motorcycle on Thursday night. When he hit the ground, the gun in his waistband fired. The bullet went into his hip.
No boy.
And as the car driving past in the other direction, hits him off the cycle. Somehow, he survives all of it. He's in the hospital, critical but not non-life-threatening injuries.
Wow.
When the cops searched the scene, they found the guy had a bag of meth as well.
Oh, that kept him going then.
So now he's facing charges for that. Probably did. The meth.
Yikes.
We got another dude, an 18-year-old in an Audi in England. He crashed into a house, and he tried to leave the scene, backed out, drove down the road a little bit before the police pulled him over. And their best guess is he's driving, how do they say in England?
Drunk?
Well, we say DUI driving while under the influence. They say driving, arrested on suspicion of driving while unfit.
Brady, you could never drive in England.
So what, he's some slob or something or what?
Yeah. He's also a little bit thick.
He drove off with the front door.
I'm sorry, sir. It doesn't look like we can allow you to continue driving. Your steering wheel's touching your belly. Driving unfit is just...
You're right out.
It's something we don't tolerate, that's all. Call me a misanthrope, but I don't care for any of you.
In Toronto, there was a sinkhole.
Oh, man.
Yeah, he went into that Audi. He did some plan. Work.
Yeah, with the front door, takes off.
You know, this never would have happened if you'd have just run on the treadmill a couple of times, you fat pig. Driving unfit will not be tolerated in these parts of Bradbury upon Thump.
In Toronto, there was a sinkhole that went out in the middle of the street, and the people could see the opening of the sinkhole, and there's this green ooze.
All right.
There it is.
Turtles.
Oh.
City says, don't worry. It's a dye that we use to find if there's any leaks in the other
St. Patrick's Day in Toronto is in November.
Yeah. So people are asking, is Gozer around? Ghostbusters?
That is Ghostbusters Slimer Green.
What was holding that street up to begin with?
Not
it's a
much.
It's a slight crust to this giant river of ooze.
Yeah, that's your creme brulee street right there.
Yeah, right. That just burned up a little on top. Yep. And doesn't look like the.
That is Ghostbusters 2, yeah, climbing in the sewers.
Yeah.
Oh, tap it with a spoon.
Yeah, I don't trust that the. So the road is only about 8 inches thick, and then it's just Katie bar the door. You're going in the earth.
Yeah, and they like say 16, 24 the city inches? Says they put dye in the water to detect leaks.
From so what? The water?
This was excess water coming over from the.
Well, I found it. Well, Christ, how much dye did they put in there? Right. Look at that.
It enough.
Seems excessive.
Looks like.
Jeez.
Pour the whole thing in, eh? People won't know unless it's bright green, right? Just looks like green water, which is totally normal around
Although,
here in Toronto, eh?
Maybe it's a fix-a-flat, people.
Is that stuff green?
That green. That
oh,
green
that
is?
Slime stuff, yeah.
That slime stuff.
See, now, I've never been that poor.
Never owned a can?
To need fix-a-flat. I've got people for that.
Wow.
Yeah.
I've never actually spilled fix-a-flat all over the place. How do you know it's green? You had to shoot it at somebody. Stuff goes right through the tube.
Another endorsement, roadside service.
I mean, look, if it's a little expensive, but it's better than being Toledo on the side of the road with a can of Slimer.
And green ooze coming up.
The slime for bike tires is. Yeah, but I've seen it. It's been kind of like a clean yellow. Hmm. Do you have fixed flat in your car right now?
I do not.
The reason I don't is because my friend had some and it blew up in the summer in the back of his car. So I don't keep that pressurized cans in the car. Unless you count that lady's implants. Those pressurized cans are in there all summer long.
I've got some Wild World stories and radio videos.
Go get them.
Hello, my friends. I'm Brady Bogan, and this is your Wild, Wild World with Brady Videos. In the village of Panchapali in India, dogs were chasing an elephant, and the elephant fell into a hole 50 feet.
Oh, my God.
Damn.
And it took them 16 hours, but they created these slings to lift the elephant out of the hole. Whoa. And evidently, the elephant survived the fall, and they're going to release it back into the forest earlier this week.
Good thing it didn't have ankles.
They're going to release it earlier this week?
They're going to release it early this week.
This looks a lot like yesterday on my bike trail. Trying to help that lady up.
Yes. You don't have a mask. Have a mask. You don't have a mask. Just leave me to die. Picture, I mean, that still shot of it.
Jesus.
Getting out of the hole there. Amazing.
What is the hole for? It's just
it's got a water well or something.
It's where
the city bathes, John.
Oh, that's right.
It's the non-poop water.
Where are we again?
India.
Oh, yeah. That's
Oh, bathe. Come on.
India. They don't. Just a hole to throw in the excessive amount of feces that's laying on the ground.
The other one from
that hole is ridiculous, though. And it doesn't seem well guarded at all. This hole that fits an elephant that goes down 50 feet.
Man,
seems like maybe
that's before you get to the hole.
Yeah, but we have like a pool fence law. They should have the giant 50-foot elephant-sized hole.
Probably
law. You got to put a gate around that. You got to put a gate around that.
That's before you even get to the hole itself.
Yeah. Yeah, there's another 20 feet of just earth missing. India, another reason not to go.
We have coyotes that occasionally run around in the neighborhood. They have elephants that go through the neighborhood.
It's like Ohio.
The other one from India is a couple of guys on their motorcycles driving down the street. Other animals that roam the streets in India, cows, they're sacred.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
So the guy's doing a little selfie video and... Moo!
Cow in the street.
Really, that one.
You know what I want to do? I want to watch cartoons with Brett.
I think, what if he doesn't laugh at all at cartoons?
You're an adult who would find cartoons hysterical. I bet you, as an adult, Brett many times in his life has said, "That Jerry is a riot." What was Clambake?
Which one? What?
What was that?
Crambone.
Crambone.
Uncle Pecos. Uncle Pecos was the best.
It's Uncle Pecos.
Crambone. We've got one more Wild World.
He did ride in Crambone.
Oh, I love crambone.
In Florida.
Look at he's laughing at thinking about
it. It's because it's great. There crambone. It is. There it is.
Bully Winnicott and he did, right? Crambone.
Oh,
no.
Oh, no. Damn commercial.
For Mandalorian before crambone sings. Crambone's the best. And Brett has a shirt with crambone on it. Here he is.
It's kind of pretty before it gets started. Oh, Froggy Money Horton, he did ride crambone. Froggy Money Horton, he did ride crambone.
Everybody shut up. It's Uncle Pecos. He's a legend.
And a revolver by his side. Crambone.
Yeah, I want to go to your house and watch cartoons. A cow hitting Indians sent him through
the
moon.
It was hilarious.
So simply entertaining.
The window open in his house. People are just hearing this.
Shut up. It's Uncle Pecos. You humorless idiots.
This is a surveillance cam filmed in Florida. The guy wrestling the... It's a small alligator, but it has a puppy, one of his puppies in its mouth.
I saw this.
The guy rescues the puppy.
This is the late Tad Weed as the...
This is the moment Richard Wilbanks wrestles an alligator to save his dog's life.
He just came out like a missile.
The sound of his puppy's cries are too upsetting, so we're not sharing it.
And they're like children to us.
Wilbanks pried open the gator's mouth and saved his dog, Gunner.
He had one little puncture wound. My hands were just chewed up.
Even after being dragged underwater in the jaws of a gator, Gunner is doing just fine.
And I was able to save Gunner's life.
But how did this terrifying encounter get recorded? The answer, a partnership between the Florida Wildlife Federation and the F-Stop Foundation.
And the hillbillies who leave their King Charles Spaniards. Why in the world do you live there?
And the F and Stop Foundation.
I've said it before, I'll say it again. Tornadoes, hurricanes, gators in your backyard. If a real estate agent told you that Papago Mountain likes to get up and walk around every once in a while, we don't know when, but it just does, you wouldn't live anywhere near it.
Do they even sell sleeves to those hillbillies down south? No. I mean, look at this guy. Looks like Larry the Cable Guy's wardrobe.
Oh, no, that's
ridiculous.
He's going out on the town in that.
Look at that.
What do they do with all the sleeve meat? Do they send it to Africa or something? It's a bunch of Africans with just sleeves on. And Bill Belichick's one of them snappy dressers. Tell you what. You get you down there with no sleeves on, because, and this is from an Italian guy talking about no sleeves. I don't understand living, well, we're going to live us here by this swamp. You know, gators live in there. Yeah, we'll be fine. I'm going to get myself a small dog, too.
Yeah, there's the thing,
myself
too.
A tiny little King Charles Spaniel, because they're adorbs. I'm going to keep them real close to that, I'm not going to put up a fence or nothing. They can climb those.
Got a nice view of the pond. So I'm going to get some teacups.
Look at teacups. I'm going to let them roam free. Free-range teacups, as I like to call them. You know, just have a whole backyard full of that. You're not even going to draw the eye of gator.
Gator tapas.
Yeah, exactly. It's little appetizers for gators and put them out there. In fact, his name is Morsel, and that's appetizer.
That's your wild, wild world.
Brady calls him Happy Pappy.
One last Brady video.
Okay.
Is this a guy, or no, it's a... It's a lady.
Well, let's not
pulling
Brady,
in the driveway.
It's 2020. It's whatever.
I'm sorry.
They want.
It's a driver.
It's a driving person.
They've got their new fancy electric car. It's actually pretty nice.
Okay.
I think they got confused on what the parking and reverse drive or just.
Okay. They're pulling into the driveway in this gorgeous
thing. It is pretty cool. I don't
Porsche?
Know what kind of. It, that's what I was thinking at first. And
it's
then,
beautiful, whatever this thing is.
Yeah, so it's in between where they get in the house. It went into the...
Oh, and then just... Oh, no!
They're an idiot.
Whoa. They were stopped. Everything was fine.
I think they put the automatic right turn, Clyde.
And then hammer the gas? Because the thing goes from 0 to 1,000 and, like, through the front yard.
It makes a nice hairpin
Look,
turn there.
First off, they're spending way too much money on the car. Let's get ourselves a better place.
That's true.
I mean, I'd rather live in that car than their house. This must be visiting friends and family that they don't talk too much. Yeah, you're right. They're in park. The brake's still on. They're sitting in the driveway. Everything's
set.
No, they're going 100 miles an hour. Probably when a coordinator. Crambo.
And took out two cars on its way, too.
Yeah, but two cars that fit in that neighborhood.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the Hyundai and
whatever that box is up there. Is that an Xbox?
Yeah.
It's a Peugeot or something.
The Peugeot. I think Coupe. Brady's right though. You said probably a lady. My guess is there's a guy in the passenger seat going, all right.
No, you emphatically said it
park.
Was a lady.
Put it in
put
park.
Park.
Oh, no, that's not park. That's not park. Put your foot off and hit the brakes. Other one.
I really liked your car that day we had it.
Yeah, Jake from State Farm, I'm going to need that Rogers rate.
Everybody on the street is. I'm still trying to get this because she's so great about pulling in. Look how slow she pulls into this curved driveway.
What's turbo right turn mean?
Yeah, why is that even a feature? Dead stop right turn button. Oh, it's bad, and it's fast. It's those electric fast. All right, well.
Hope they're covered. I think they are.
If they're driving that car, they better be covered.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, you got it.
Man.
Hopefully right off the lot they gave you that insurance.
We'll have lots to talk about over Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah. Like, why is your car sitting on top of another car outside? We haven't told the neighbors yet. They're still out of town. That's crazy. It's 6:56. All right. We're almost ready. Playdio 2021, technically, is upon us right now. The champions for Playdio 2021 will be crowned Wednesday. Right now, we're about ready to get going. So here's our first three that's going to knock us out. Bone Cookie is back. They're the first ones in. Moons, Birds, and Monsters is number two. Sagtikos. Does that seem about right? Sagtikos? The Greek band. They're very excellent. Sagtikos. Those are the first three. So if you know them, this is how it works this year. At the end, pay attention. Write things down. Like, I really like that band. I really like that band. Because in the end, the voting is going to be all up to you guys this year. We can't have a live show because of that goddamn pandemic. So we're not allowed to have that. So this year, we're going to have it all on Facebook, yep. Right? I'm going to go right down the list. You can check out your bands, whatever. If you're friends with them, vote like crazy. I don't think there's anybody counting, like, as far as, like, how many times you vote. It's just like the presidential election. Do it as many times as you want. If you're dead, go grab a finger and click it. And in the end, it'll just be a choice. And then we'll have the top two vote-getters, and Brady will once again flip a coin. And that will determine this year's Playdio winner.
One of the best at it.
You've put a lot of people's dreams on the back end of a coin. And they're back in it. Holostate lost to a coin flip a few years ago. All right, Bone Cookie, you're on deck. Playdio starts next. It's 98 KUPD. There goes your Brady report.
98. Station identification. KUPD. Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.
We've got employee pricing for all during the Black Friday sales event at Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Happening now. That means you pay what we pay. And with savings this good, not only can you wrap up your holiday shopping early, but you can get yourself a little something nice while you're at it. So go ahead, wait for one day a year to save. Or save on every new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram all month long during the Black Friday sales event. Visit us at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 and Indian School Road, or just do it all online at ChapmanDodge.com.